With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Alice Adams is a serious writer who lives in San Francisco. Her work is steadily attracting attention. Adams' novel, Superior Women, reflects her own days at Radcliffe in the 1940s as she traces the lives of five classmates.
As an all-fictional character, there were many prototypes. I mean, the actual characters with whom I ended up were combinations of a great many people. For instance, into the mouth of poor Lavinia, I put the words of every anti-Semite I met while at Radcliffe.
Alice Adams was born in Virginia. She grew up in North Carolina, where her father was a professor at Chapel Hill.
I didn't like the South when I was a child. I wanted desperately to live in New York. I thought that's where everything important was happening. Of course, I was quite right.
Raised in a college town, Adams developed the belief that writing was the best thing one could do, a superior calling, she says.
I was one of those really irritating children who writes poetry. You know, sunsets, landscapes.
After Radcliffe, Adams worked briefly for a publisher in New York. There was a 12-year marriage in which she supported her husband while he went to grad school. She lived in Cambridge, Paris, and then Palo Alto, California, a place she hated.
I sold my first short story when I was 32, and that gave me the courage to get a divorce. But I was operating on the totally erroneous premise that from then on I would sell every short story I wrote.
Didn't happen?
No, it's still, of course not. It's still not true.
Adams thinks sexism sometimes creeps into reviews of her work by critics who get things all wrong.
Sometimes a male reviewer will choose to review what he takes to be the moral character of the woman writer as evinced by the usually sexual behavior of her heroines.
Alice Adams, whose delicate stories of people include Rich Rewards, Listening to Billy, To See You Again, and Superior Women. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Marriage, a child, travel all slowed the career Alice Adams wanted for herself as a writer. Now in her 60s, Adams didn't sell her first short story until she was 32. Her first novel was published in 1966.
Well, that was unfortunately a book called Careless Love. I wanted to call it The Fall of Daisy Duke, but my then editor said I can't possibly publish a novel called The Fall of Daisy Duke by someone named Alice Adams. Now that I look back, that seems to me quite a ludicrous remark, because I really don't think the two names are similar. In any case, I didn't know then that you could talk back to editors, so he prevailed.
Adams says she was depressed at the critical reception to Careless Love.
I thought it was a funny book. I wrote it trying to be funny, but it was received or perceived as a, you know, one more sexy divorcee novel. Except in England, where everyone thought it was terribly funny and where it did quite well.
Because of the reviews, Alice Adams put off writing more novels for several years.
I thought, maybe novels aren't for me. I might do better to apply myself to learning how to write short stories.
Which she did, and now The New Yorker publishes most of her stories. But Alice Adams did go back to writing novels, Families and Survivors, Listening to Billy, Rich Rewards, and Superior Women. Her stories are sensitive portraits of people, and unlike some women writers today, Alice Adams generally portrays men sympathetically.
One unfortunate outcome of the feminist movement has been a sort of now let's get them view, which has led to a lot of mean-spirited and quite unconvincing pictures of men. One thing that amuses me is that occasionally someone will say of me, you know, she really likes men. Isn't that as though that were astonishing?
Adams lives in San Francisco, working each day in a room lined with books and with no view. In her novel, Superior Women, Alice Adams traces the lives of five Radcliffe graduates over four generations, beginning in the 1940s. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.